Yeah.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Here, take this microphone. You can sit over there with it. You wanna go sit down? Bring it with you. You got plenty of cable there. Here you go.
All right.
What? What are you saying? All right.
The Hollywood Squares.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Hollywood.
Herschel, John Davidson, Tom Bergeron.
Remember that.
And Nate Burleson.
Hold on a minute, buddy. Hold on.
Can we get Peter up in the mix, please? Get Peter up in the mix. Okay, let's get with it. Stop. Come on. Let's go.
All right. Let's try this again.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Edie Adams, Don Adams, Raymond Burr, Charlie Weaver, Abby Dalton, Wally Cox, Rose Marie, Milton Berle, and Buddy Hackett, all in the Hollywood Squares.
Okay.
All right, Peter, go, buddy.
Peter
got?
Marshall, John Davidson, Tom Bergeron, and Nate Burleson.
And what do they all have in common? They wear a hairpiece?
Yeah, the Hollywood Squares at ONX Game Show.
Excellent. And where does this happen? When does this happen?
In California. It plays in Burbank and Los Angeles and Culver City.
Wow. And who will the stars be? Who will the Hollywood Squares be?
Marshall, Davidson, Bergeron, and Burleson.
Those are the hosts. And who will the stars be in the squares?
Nine.
And who? Who will they be? Phyllis Diller? Oh, no.
No, Phyllis Diller used to be the secret square.
Phyllis Diller? Paul Lynde.
Paul Lynde used to be on the secret square.
And Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel used to be on the secret square.
And let's see. Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston used to be on the secret square.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford used to be on the secret square.
Who will be on the show now, the new one? Who will the stars be? Who do you think?
I think will be Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho. The comedian.
Yeah.
The comedian. Yeah. Who else?
There will be
R2-D2.
Maya Bialik.
Who's that?
Maya Bialik. He's gonna be on Secret Square.
All right. Who else? Let's think of some maybe heads of state and others that may kind of mix it up a little bit.
Two players!
You said there were nine.
Nine celebrities!
And who will they be? We've named a few.
Wake Martindale! Tom Kennedy!
Keep going.
Gary Moore!
Keep going.
Art Linkletter, Kent McCord.
Okay, these are former squares, right? Former squares. Some of these people aren't with us anymore. Probably most of them.
Peter Marshall.
Yeah, he just passed away, I believe.
March 30th, 1926, August 15th, 2024. Age 98 years.
Peter Mar, I love, you know, that was my era. That was my time that I watched that show.
I used to watch on NBC.
You and I probably watched it at the same time, I think. We probably, you know, if we had known each other, we probably would have watched it together, I think. What do you think?
You know,
I would have called you up and said, "Hey, Peter, let's watch Hollywood Squares."
Yeah,
let's go get the popcorn going and, you know, the Coke Zero, and let's go. Although they didn't have Coke Zero back then.
Yeah,
what did you drink back then?
I used to watch the Hollywood Squares. Squares on with John Davidson.
I remember
on
him.
Syndication.
John Davidson, and you know, John Davidson was also a fine singer, and he was also on the show That's Incredible. Do you remember that? That's Incredible with John Davidson, and who were the other stars? Kathy Lee Crosby.
Kathy Lee Crosby and Fran Tarkenton.
Fran Tarkenton, who also, what was Fran Tarkenton known for? I think maybe even Justin knows that. Do you remember Fran Tarkenton?
Yeah.
What did he do? What was? Explain that to. Go ahead. Jump on the mic there.
And you know.
Who was Fran Tarkenton, Peter? Explain
that. Football player.
Who did he play for? The
Minnesota Vikings.
Didn't he? I think so.
I know. Tom Bergeron. He was on the Hollywood Squares on Syndication.
And Tom Bergeron, he got his start in Boston, I believe, years ago.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Yep. WBZ-TV.
WBZ-TV.
Radio and television, TV4. And he's done so many things. He did Dancing with the Stars.
He used to be on People Are Talking.
People Are Talking. I remember that. Yep. I remember. And who were the people that were talking?
All the people in the audience.
That's right. They were all talking to Tom Bergeron. Okay. Very nice. So when can we expect this show to be on, this new Hollywood Squares? When's that going to happen? Tomorrow?
I start January 9, 2025.
Okay.
Nate Burleson started the new Hollywood Squares.
It's underway now. We can watch it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's give a plug for the new Hollywood Squares.
Peter, the new Hollywood Squares!
All right. Give us a date and a time and a station where we can watch it. Go.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to catch up on episodes,
yep,
you can
yep,
also
yep,
watch
yep,
it on Pika. Pika.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
On Peacock.
The new Hollywood Squares!
Hey, this is Metal Jim coming back to you. More metal. Metal to the pedal. Keep the metal going. Today, I'm talking about Judas Priest.
And who is that?
I forgot his name. Rob Halford.
And what does he do for a living?
Metal. Hey, let me school you. I'll tell you about it. Greatest song ever. Rob Halford, Judas Priest. This is it.
Awesome.
Slim and down. He rocks. Are you ready for this? Yep.
I'm good.
Are you finished? Metal Jim, in your face.
Yep. He just schooled me.
Oh, yay.
Are you ready for this? Yep. Judas Priest breaking the law. Judas Priest breaking the law. Don't get caught now.
Didn't we, girl? This time we all made some sense of it.
No. John Davidson hosting the Hollywood Squares.
No.
One song, one song. It's a metal. Hey, metal. What's a metal now? I'm gonna walk. I can't walk. It's a Kim. Break a law. Break a law. Break up. What's it tonight?
Break a law. Don't be breaking a law, man.
Join me next time, Metal Jim, for more heart pumping, vibrating, ear splitting, eye bleeding,
bowels exploding,
bowels
exploding,
bowels
exploding,
bowels exploding,
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 bowels exploding,
bowels exploding,
excellent.
And now, Top of the World with Justin and Pat.
And now, Top of the World with DJ Kingsnake and
DJ Pat.
All right, so topics today are sports and movies. Would my co-star like to go first?
So last night, I watched the first Chucky movie with Child's Play, and that was so good. That was so scary. I almost jumped out of my seat a few times. I almost had a nightmare last night. Yeah, it was so crazy and wacky.
Did you have any popcorn and soda with the movie?
I had popcorn with extra salt and butter. So good. I had a large Coke Zero and everything.
Well, did you hear about the new horror movie that's coming out?
No, what's the name of it, Justin?
It's called Hard Eyes.
Hard Eyes, I've checked it out. That sounds good to me.
Well, just so you know, it's coming out on February 7th in select theaters.
Cool, buddy. I can't wait. I'll be there to see it February 2nd.
7th, I said.
7th. February 7th.
And now, for all the wrestling sports fans out there, on February 1st is going to be the Royal Rumble of 2025. People are saying that there might be a special guest star named Diesel, who is a WWE Hall of Famer and a legend. What do you think of that?
That's so cool, Judge. It sounds interesting. Awesome. I love wrestling.
Can I say?
Favorite sport.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Whoa. Careful. Let's see, big guy. Listen to me.
So yesterday, I went for a nice walk through the snow, and I saw four baby foxes and four baby deer, and they were just wandering around having fun. They were eating mouses, and they were eating chipmunks. It was so cool. They were just wandering around all over the place, wandering around like a chicken with her head cut off, just eating raccoons too, and eating possums. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Bang, 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 bang.
So, did you take any pictures of that?
No, but next time I will, though.
Reminiscing with the superstars.
Hey, help me today. Jim, help me today.
Jim.
You're my best friend. Jim. Jim, help me. Yes, he helped me up the stairs. I'm on ball. He's the best.
My best friend is, Alan Rockwood. Remember Alan Rockwood died November 29, 2024, at the age of 79.
Yeah, I miss him. I like Alan Rockwood, too. He was a great guy.
Makes me a lot.
I will always remember him and think of him.
I like him so much. And I'm sorry he died. I'm sorry about that. He does die.
Alan Rockwood was my best friend. And I miss him, too. How's that?
Miss him too.
I miss him so much too. He was a great guy, wonderful guy. Great memories.
So I want to talk about Alan. He was one of my really close best friends, like when I first started there. He was one of my best friends. He was really cool. He was funny. I made a lot of great memories with him. Like, he was actually one of my first couple friends that I've had that I've had at Viability, so I'm really sad about it. It really hurt me, but he's in a way better place now, so I hope, Alan, I hope you hear this, but Robins are coming back out soon, buddy. I really hope. I will always remember you as a good friend, best friend, sorry, and you're the funniest guy I know that talked about Robins and sung the Robins song, so I really appreciate that. Rest in peace, my boy.
Yeah, man, that's right. And, you know, one thing I remember about Alan is he always made me laugh. That was the first thing he did when I first met him. He made me laugh. He had a great sense of humor, always quick with a joke or something funny to say, and always loved to laugh and get other people laughing, too. So that was... Thank you, Alan, for all those fun and hilarious times and all the laughter. One thing he used to do that I remember fondly was he would make a sound, and then he would say, "Telephone call for you," but it wasn't the telephone. It was something else. But anyway, I remember that. He got me on that one many, 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 many times, actually.
Yeah, Alan, you were like my best friend. You, Alan, was a very dear friend to me, and he was very nice. He always made me laugh. He always had a nice, friendly smile. He always had a nice, friendly conversations with me. I had friendly conversations with him. He liked to talk about wobbins a lot. Yeah, man, I'm going to really miss you. Wes, in peace, and you're in heaven now.
Yeah, for your friend Al, I had a good grade about Robin. Lots of fun.
I really like you. You're my good buddy, best friends, and grumpy sometimes. you're a great guy. You're good, especially the creative with everyone. We love you from hearts. It's tough for me. It's struggle.
I really miss you, Alan. So, I just hope you enjoy heaven up there. And everyone loved you at Viability. You're like another family member of mine. You're really a good guy, Alan. Miss you, buddy.
Great memories of our friend Alan.
Our best friend Alan.
Who was a radio superstar.
Real superstar. He's the best ever. The best of the best.
So this one's for you, Alan.
This one's for you, Alan.
I miss you.
And I'm singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Blow rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, go rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Blow! A pretty little raven at the birdman stand talked him up to the pop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, blow rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Well, the pretty little raven at the birdman stand taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul, he out-bopped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jay Bird Street talk to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, blow rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Black History Month, February 1st through the 28th, 2025. I think about Mary McLeod Bethune. Bethune Cookman University in Florida. Talk about the Roosevelt Truman campaign. FDR Truman.
Okay. And, okay. So... we can remember many, many, many people.
She was born on July 10th, 1875, died May 18th, 1955, at the age of 79.
All right, let's, excellent. Who else remembers? Some other folks that we remember.
I remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
And who is that guy? Who is the famous doctor, perhaps one of the most famous scientists of all time?
He's a reverend!
Okay, and who's the famous scientist who developed, I don't know how many uses for the peanut? Who was that? Remember we talked about him? Who was that guy?
Yes!
What was his name? George?
George!
George
Washington Carver!
Good, excellent. And you know, you can all, anybody who loves a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or just a peanut butter sandwich, you have George Washington Carver to thank. And for many other reasons as well. And how about music? How about music?
I remember Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder!
Marvelous. How about film? Film and television.
I know.
Famous actors, actresses.
I think Sidney Poitier.
What movie was he in?
Sidney Poitier was on The Organization.
Anything else?
And then
guess who's
coming to dinner?
I love that one. It's fantastic. And how about, let me think. So many. How about politics? Politics? The world of politics. The world of politics. Public office. Who can we think of there? How about the top office in the land of the United States of America? Who do we know?
Barack Obama!
There you go, Barack Obama. And who else?
First Lady Michelle Obama!
Okay. Yes? Excellent.
Yes.
Yes. How about television? We named Sidney Poitier, who's known for his films.
Television? Yep.
How about Family Feud?
I remember Family Feud, say, game show announcer Burt Richardson.
Sports. How about the world of sports?
Henry Aaron.
And tennis.
Arthur Ashe.
And boxing.
Leon Muhammad Ali.
And basketball.
Julius Dr. J. Irving.
And football.
Football is
track and field.
O.J. Simpson.
Track and field.
Althea Gibson.
Any more track and field? How about during the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, Germany? Olympics, Summer Olympics, they were held in Germany. Superstar of track and field at that time. Who was that? Jesse?
Jesse Owens!
Yeah. Jesse Owens. One of the fastest men alive at that time, and maybe of all time. He certainly was. How about space, exploration, science? Well, we did hear about George Washington Carver. Anybody else? So many. Go.
Guess.
World of comedy.
World of comedy!
Richard who?
Richard Pryor!
Anybody else? Ed.
Ed?
Ed.
Ed?
Ed? Eddie.
Ed B.
Eddie. Eddie
Murphy.
We're on a roll, Peter. Come on, keep going. How about authors, famous writers? How about that?
Maya Angelou.
There you go. Nice. And I mean, you know, we could do this all day. We could do this all day long, but we don't have all day. But anybody else?
I guess.
And what else can we say about Black History Month?
Black History Month!
So let's remember.
Let's remember! Let's remember! Black History Month! Hi, Peter M. And stones won't break my bones! Ray Charles!
People talk and trying to pick us up. Why won't they let us be? Bricks and stones may break my bones, but talk don't bother me. People talk and trying to pick us up when they know that I love you so. So I don't care what the people may say, I'll never, never let you go. I've been abused, and my heart's been torn. I've been abused, I've been buked, and I've been stopped. People talking, trying to pick us up, yes, scandalizing my name. They'll say anything just to make me feel bad, yes, anything to make me shame. Make me shame. Yes, I know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I know it.
Oh, yes,
and you know.
Know
it too.
Oh, yes,
don't
know.
You know it too?
Oh, yes,
don't you know it too?
It's a Casey kind of world with our friend Casey.
Hi, it's Casey. Maggie, she was, a great voice on CMA 2024-2025. Her song, the album, Tennessee Orange, 2022, her born in October 9th, 1997. He lived Severin, Georgia, United States.
And how many songs has she made?
She made a lot of songs. New album, 2025 and 2026.
And how many albums did she sell?
Three album, like Tennessee Orange, the Air Songs, 2022.
Wow, cool.
And her family and career, the backstage songs.
Where do her parents live?
Georgia.
Cool, buddy. What's her favorite food to eat?
Sushi, crabs, lobster.
Yummy. What's her favorite dessert?
Strawberry cake.
Yummy. My favorite.
Her song is Tennessee Orange by Maggie. Yeah, 2022. Album Queen.
Some news. Don't you tell daddy, he'll blow a fuse. Don't worry, I'm doing okay. I know you raised me to know right from wrong. It ain't what you think, and I'm still writing songs. Just never thought I'd see the day. I've never felt this way.
Yesterday, I started Planet Fitness for the first time. I started working on a treadmill. I was on there for 2 hours pumping a serious sweat. And after that, I was lifting weights for an hour and a half, building some serious iron, man. Yeah, felt great.
I feel strong, baby. I'm ready to be Planet Fitness. Nice and strong.
And I felt like Mr. Hercules when I was done working out. I felt like I was on top of the world.
Hercules!
I work matching and weights.
Yeah, altogether, I was at the gym for 3.5 hours.
Hercules!
That is big muscle.
The biggest muscles in the whole wide world.
Work it out.
That's a death workout. It sounds great.
The greatest workout ever. Busting the biggest sweat ever.
Work out. Hercules.
Mr. Hercules. Yeah, yeah. Ah!
And I like his.
He was on a treadmill for 2 hours, building up a serious sweat. It felt great.
Hercules! Bucket of sweat!
When I was done, I had 3 buckets of sweat in front of me.
Time for Coke Zero!
Time for 10 Coke Zeros!
Time for 10 Coke Zeros! Hercules! Refreshing!
Ice Coke. Cold!
Hercules!
Hercules indeed.
Coke Zero! Hercules drinks Coke Zero!
I talk about the NASCAR toys. I walk the Toys R Us, the shopping cart, as you will have fun at shopping at Toys R Us.
Airway Superstar!
I don't wanna grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They got a million toys at
Toys R Us that you
can play with.
I don't wanna grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They got the best
of all, really
flip your head.
Airway.
I don't want to grow up, cause baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Airway, airway, airway.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Matt, DJ Matt, talking about President's Day that's coming up in February of the 3rd. 3rd of February. Third week, sorry, my bad. So, here we go. President's Day is officially Washington's birthday at the federal government level. It is a holiday in the United States celebrated on the third Monday of February, like I just said. It is often celebrated to honor all those who served as presidents of the United States since 1879. Has been the federal holiday honoring founding father George Washington, who led the Continental Army to victory in the American Revolutionary War. Presided at the Constitutional Convention of 1787 and served as the first U.S. president from 1789 to 1797. And the next thing is I'm going to tell you more about more facts. The day is an official state holiday in most states under various names. Depending upon the specific law, the state holiday may officially celebrate Washington and Abraham Lincoln or some other combination of United States presidents, such as Washington and Thomas Jefferson, who was born in April. And the first attempt to create a President's Day occurred in 1951 when the President's Day National Committee was formed by Harold Stonebridge. Fisher of Compton, California, who became its national executive director for the next two decades. And I have a little bit more to talk about. These presidents are honoring us with their birthdays for President's Day, so we have that day off in the third week of February. So thank you to the presidents who all served for the United States, and I really hope everyone has a great day off and enjoy the President's Day and have fun. Do whatever you need to do and even look up more stuff about presidents. They're really nice to know about, good history, like the World War II, Revolutionary War. It's always good to learn about new stuff about the presidents that people did not know about. So I appreciate it and thank you everyone for listening to me about the history of President's Day. This is DJ Matt signing off.
Okay, very nice, very nice.
Is that too loud, sir?
We'll find out.
Oh, shit. Hello. Hello.
United States of America! Up! Hercules! Be Peter! Hail to Chief! Lup, 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 lup.
Sign off on his DJ pad. Love Mr. Hercules drinking Coke Zero. Lup, 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 lup.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. Creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The creature is wanted for a murder he didn't commit. David Banner is believed to be dead. And he must let the world think that he is dead until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
He'd do anything to keep it. What about the X-ray?
We have to wait a few seconds till the serum starts working.
No! 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 No!
Del, please, please let this happen.
No! No, please help me!
I'm trying to.
Elizabeth, turn on the X-ray machine.
No! No, Elizabeth, no, please, no!
Turn it on.
No, 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 please! Elizabeth, no!
Elizabeth!
No, please! No! No, Elizabeth! No! 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 Please!
No! No! No!
Thank you.
Don't shoot him.
Move aside, Elizabeth.
No. He hasn't hurt anybody.
When I'm angry.